Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Shifting Perspectives.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Shifting Perspectives. I'm Latasha Strawn.
And this is Yolande Robinson. So welcome back. Last week, we spoke about thriving through the holiday season. And, you know, I think listening to it, I was also reflecting about how hectic the holiday season can be. And we can almost find ourselves entering the new year feeling a little bit exhausted.
Completely exhausted. You say a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a complete blowout. You're really tired. And so it's just you're on the go all the time. I know that's certainly the feeling that I get. But being on the go then becomes an emotional drain as well. There's so much to do. Did you get everything done? There are lots of emotions around it at the holiday time that come specifically with the holiday season. You know, sometimes there's grief, there's loss. And yeah, we can feel pretty worn out.
So I think that's what we're going to focus on today. And we want to highlight that although the holidays is a time full of excitement, and we're so excited for this season to be here, we want to be mindful that it's an important time to ensure that you're doing a little bit of self-care and a little bit of self-compassion, and you're looking at how to take care of yourself as you're thriving in the season. You know, when I think of the stresses that come up, even if we start by talking about financial stress, I think financial stresses have a way of sneaking in. There's a lot to manage during the holiday seasons, whether it's your lists that have come from your children or additional expenses for decorating and social events and just money that you don't anticipate spending. I think it starts to take a toll on you.
It does. And there's so much expectation. The end of year feels like an unspoken deadline. I mean, it literally is. It's like the countdown is on to December 31st. And so there's this unspoken pressure that things have to be finished. We must, you know, finish the renovation. We must paint the house inside and out. We have to get everyone's gifts before December 25th. So that deadline feeling adds to that stress. And financially, that's a big one, because I certainly know in my family, the culture has been that the end of the year is the time to finish up all the major projects, have the big family dinner, pay for, I don't know if you all do that ASU thing in Turks,
yes.
But you know, you get your Christmas ASU draw to take care of something that's really important and big. So that financial stress sneaks up on you. It does.
I think there's some other stresses as well that maybe we don't talk about, but they take a toll. What do you think on that one?
Yes. And we don't talk about them because, of course, it's a festive holiday season time. And so we're very mindful of, you know, staying chipper and bright and everything like that. But there's a lot of loneliness that people are experiencing, a lot of isolation that people are experiencing. And it's also a time of year when, if you have had a major change in your life where you've gone through the loss of a loved one or the change of status in relationship where you were married last Christmas and you're not married anymore, just being an empty nester at the holiday times, you know, you had all of your kids with you and now they're all out doing their own thing. Those are the things that we don't talk about, and we should, because that's happening for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, I think there's so many feelings that are accentuated during the holiday season, and it's important for us to consider those. So one thing I've become also very conscious of is that my battery starts to get low. Perhaps that's all the socializing. You know, I do see myself as an extrovert, but sometimes I wonder whether I've become a little bit more introverted. But the season also brings with it lots of socializing, lots of back and forth, in addition to the things that we've already discussed. So I can generally feel when my battery is getting low towards the end of the year, and I might need to disconnect a little bit to be able to recharge.
I agree with you, and I am the queen of recharge because you're more extroverted than me. I'm quite the introvert. So I actually use the holiday time. I look forward to retreating. I don't do as many social activities. I think I might have two activities that I know of for the remainder of the holiday season. And two is about where I cap out. Because my introverted self, I lean toward disconnecting and winding down naturally. But like you just said, at this time of year, there's so many pressures that people don't always understand that we need to disconnect even at this time of the year. We're going to need to step away from those social pressures, and you don't always get support for it. People don't like to hear that no. The expectations are very high. And whether it's, hey, Ilan, aren't you going to be baking the fruitcakes this year as usual? We needed six. Like, what?
Yeah.
People are just expecting you to be there for them because it's Christmas.
You know, I want to jump on, you know, we move very quickly and easily through the words extrovert and introvert. And I do want to jump on that a little bit because that that can also help people understand themselves, because self-awareness is a huge part of understanding what self-care looks like for you. Most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the words introvert and extrovert, and I'll throw in ambivert in there. But when it comes to introvert and extrovert, I think sometimes the common misconceptions are that introverts are really shy and extroverts are very loud and outgoing. Now, I don't doubt that they're shy introverts and loud and outgoing extroverts, but the point that is important to consider is how you're energized.
Yes.
So extroverts, if you put them in a room full of 50 people, they're going to leave being like, that was awesome. Like, let's continue. Let's go for cocktails. Whereas an introvert,
yeah, that's me.
We'll do, we'll do like, just as great of a job socializing and networking in the room. But when it's time to go, they are ready to go and to recharge.
And if it's too much, I want to take to my bed. That's what
exactly,
they say.
Exactly.
I got to take to my bed now. Recover. having had a good time, mind you. And that's the thing about introverts as well. It's like, it's not like we can't have fun. People think, oh, you're shy or you're boring or you're just, you know, you're a homebody. We know how to have a good time. But again, it's what does it do to your energy level?
Yeah. And that's the thing that people need to understand, especially in a busy season, because you can do just as great of a job and have just as much fun out at events. You know, a lot of kids have Christmas programs, churches have activities. Everywhere you look, there's something to do. But it's making sure that you manage your energy. So if you know that you have a full week ahead, part of that is deciding, okay, what does a little bit of time look like here in order to manage my energy, so I'll be able to give my best there.
Exactly. Okay. And that comes back to that self-awareness that you're talking about, because it took me quite a while to realize, oh, I can probably do maybe two, tops three things that are going to be draining, I guess, take a lot of energy from me in any given weekend. And that's where I tap out. Whereas there's some people, you know, they're up at the crack of dawn, they are hitting this place,
and they're going
place,
all
place,
the way
place.
Through.
And then there's a party at 8 p.m. and they're like, this was the best weekend ever. So again, knowing yourself. And when you know yourself, then you can really get into the area of self-compassion and self-care, because that also comes out of self-awareness.
Certainly. And I think it's important that you always consider your knowledge of self-awareness when you decide what you're going to do for self-care. So for example, when I think of self-care, things like the salon and nails and pedicure, although that comes very strongly to people when it comes to self-care, I don't find that as self-care. Like, yes, I'm happy to do it, but I don't actually find it relaxing, you know.
What relaxes you? I mean, now I need to know. You open up a Pandora's box, because there are people who are like, what? If someone is rubbing my feet and soaking them in soapy water,
Yeah.
How much more relaxed could I be? So what does it for you, Yolanda?
Well, I guess it's not to say that that can't do it for me, but it can only do it for me at a period where I don't have other things on my plate.
Hmm.
Because I would rather have a good cup of coffee, read a good book, have a chat with a friend, something like that. Those things I find more relaxing than spending long periods of time in salons. And that's just, you know, doing hair, doing nails. It's just never been something that does it for me. And I mention that because it's important for people to know that it's not always the traditional things that do it for you.
It's true. And, you know, for some women, those things are just maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Like the salon is every 2 weeks. The nails are filled every so often. And, you know, it's just a part. It's there on the Google Calendar. And yeah. So it's not really a treat. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of my normal routine. But being able to step away and do something that you don't always get to do, mm-hmm. like that lunch with a friend, like that coffee date, you know what it is for you. It's individualized.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what works well for you and what caters to your well-being is what's most important. I'm almost... This is so funny to me because we identify differently as introvert and extrovert, but we love the same recharging activities.
Which makes me wonder whether I'm now, as I've gotten older,
yeah,
on the introverted part of the scale.
Because I listen to you say it and I'm like, yeah, all of that sounds beautiful. If I have mm-hmm. the time, I am going to have a brunch with a girlfriend. I'm going to have my magazines lined up or a really good book on my iPad. I am going to get quiet in the AC. Oh my gosh. And I am in heaven. And if mm-hmm. I can do that for hours on a stretch, I've had the best day ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I can conquer the world afterwards. I really do. So here's what I want us to think about. We need to prioritize self-care. Okay. When you're talking about getting through the holiday season, when you're talking about being able to survive the stresses, whichever directions they're coming from, you need to put in things that are going to recharge you. The way reading a book and having a brunch does it for me and Yolande, what is it that does it for you? Is it that long bath? Is it picking up a craft or a hobby, something that you haven't gotten to do in a while? What are the activities that bring you joy and help you to relax? And whatever it is, it's unique to you. Like, go into it 100%.
Definitely. And, you know, I think where the lines are converging for me is the fact that I still, you know, I love being around people. And one of the things that's self-care for me is the way in which you, during the holidays, I get a little bit more time to connect with individuals that are important to me.
Hmm.
And so I do think that connecting with people that are important to you and that are supportive, getting to spend time with your family, your people, your community, and in a positive way where everybody understands each other and is providing support to each other. I think that's a big self-care for one for me.
Oh, I agree. And the holiday time, it feels like we make a little bit more effort to do it then too. You know, people are prepared to make some more room in their schedule. We're busy all year, but it's like, oh, I can't let the year end without, you know, having that coffee with you, having that dinner. And while that's wonderful, it's still important to know, again, how much of that can I do? So you mm-hmm. want to prioritize those connections. Again, people who are positive and who understand you, who are going to respect your needs and give you that emotional support. And learn to also say no to the things mm-hmm. that don't do that for you, that are going to take from you rather than give back to you in a positive way. And that might be a social engagement. That might be a party that's just one party too many. It might be one more event at church that they need someone for the committee. You know, we've got to do this for Christmas. You can say no. Don't feel obligated to take on every invitation and every request and every task during the holiday time.
And I think it's important to note that by saying no to something, it allows you to say yes to something else.
To something else, exactly.
And something that might be more aligned with where you want to be. So saying yes to even just the types of events you want to go to, as well as being healthy during the holidays. Because a lot of A lot of times our health goes on that back burner because we're running around, we're doing a lot of things,
doing everything,
we're eating a lot of extra mm-hmm. as we're mm-hmm. doing the things that maybe we probably keep more in check. But for the holiday season, we want to be careful that we say yes to staying active and ensuring that we're maintaining healthy habits, because there's so much going on that nutrition, sleep, and exercise can go right out the window.
Yes.
Whereas those are the three most important building blocks to a stress-reducing lifestyle. And so when we kick those out the window for the holiday season, it's not uncommon for, if we suffer from any anxiety, for that to sneak in or to feel that stress coming on, whether you feel it through through physiologically, how your body's feeling. So you want to ensure that you're saying yes to those things that are keeping you healthy.
Yeah, because at the holiday times, it's very easy to say, oh, I'm just going to push through. You know, mm-hmm. I've got four parties. I'll diet in January. I'll go back to my healthy eating right after the new year. And so we actually sometimes make conscious decisions to put aside that exercise routine, that healthy eating habit. And that's no, you don't have to do that. It's going to affect your mood and your energy. So yes, I agree with you, Yolande. And on top of that, it's going to put you in the right mindset when you're taking care of yourself to not just enjoy the holidays and show up for everyone, but to experience it in the right way with gratitude and just living in that moment and cultivating that spirit of thankfulness. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do when you're, as they say, hurried and harried and you know, coming down from several sugar highs and you haven't exercised in days or weeks. You know, it's hard to be in that place. And mindfulness is so key to reducing stress and bringing that mm-hmm. calm energy to the holiday season. So we want to create this environment where we can do that. And that's layered. Self-care is layered. Taking care of yourself mm-hmm. is not just in one area. All of it builds up to this mindset of gratitude.
I think that mindfulness and being in the moment really brings us to also making the kinds of choices about the traditions that we want to see going forward.
Yes.
So of course, traditions are things that you might do over and over in time. And especially during the holidays, it's great family value to tap into your traditions. I think when we're focusing on mindfulness as well, though, it puts us in a space of creating new traditions that are meaningful to us in our current states and establishing things that are aligned with what brings us joy and what taps into our gratitude and things that are of personal significance and bring fulfillment to our families. And I think when we walk in that, what's the next right step? That's where mm-hmm. we find ourselves aligned.
Yes, we do. And you know, it's never too late to add a new tradition to your family. In fact, this might be the first Christmas that you think about what your traditions are and how you can introduce a new one, that whether it's, this is going to be the first Christmas that we volunteer as a family, or perhaps this is a Christmas where we're going to be a little bit more minimalistic and we're going to spend less on gifts and maybe even do some handmade gifts. Whatever it is, you can add something of value to this time of year that takes it to another level and has great personal significance and brings you an amazing sense of fulfillment. Right?
So certainly.
I know I'm challenged to do it. Mm-hmm. And for me, it would be something that my children then hopefully learn and can take into their families as they go ahead, because we don't want the season to just be about, how am I going to make it in January? Oh my gosh, what have
certainly.
I done?
Mm-hmm.
No, we want to build some great traditions as well. It's a beautiful time of year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think lastly, we have to look at how we practice self-compassion in this period. What are your thoughts on that?
Self-compassion, you know, it's okay. I think if we can just like put a t-shirt, a label on self-compassion, it would say, it's okay. It's okay if you are not up to going to that next party. It's okay if you are not feeling festive today. It's okay if you are tired and you want to sleep. I had to learn that it was okay to not go to John Canoe in the Bahamas.
Whoa, was that okay?
Look here. I never missed John Canoe for so many years. It's just what I do. And I had to eventually be okay with, you know, this wears on me. Like, this doesn't always work for me. I might need to miss a parade or two. And it is okay. And that's what self-compassion is. It's being able to say to yourself, what I feel is valid. What I feel deserves my recognition. It deserves to be acknowledged. I should take the time to understand how I feel and why, and accept it. And you get to do that at Christmas as well. In fact, you should do this at Christmas as well, because it is going to allow you to give that same compassion to other people. You're going to understand if Auntie Sue did not make you that fruitcake because she was exhausted. Okay. And you're going to understand if your cousin Mary didn't remember to get a gift for everyone. And what you have given yourself, you will then give to others.
And I think it reminds us the same type of kindness that we put out there to others to ensure that we're showing that kindness to ourselves.
Yes. First and foremost, this has been wonderful. I actually feel a little bit more kind to myself right
there
now.
There you go.
I can think of three or four things that I'm not going to do anymore.
So we know that it's a very busy season for you. So we're going to keep this episode short, but we did want to come on here and make sure we highlight the importance of that self-compassion and that self-care during this season. Have an awesome week.